Hello, everyone. Well, I've just been thinking about the state of our nation and the state of the world for that matter. Now, this is a Spartan in front of you, but really, I just want this to sort of be a ubiquitous character, a masculine warrior man. Because before the last, I'd say, 40 years. If there was a catastrophe here in the US and around the world, men would have stood up. Men would not have tolerated the removal of our civil liberties, our rights, the removal of weapons. Our ability to defend ourselves. They wouldn't have allowed the breakdown of the family unit. Now, I know some people think that I have this arcane view. Now, I wasn't alive in the 50s and 60s, but I understand that it was a different kind of man. Today, what we have is soy boys, pudgy soy boys who wear eyeliner and sport skinny jeans. Okay, hipster types. I think you can be an intellectual and a warrior all at once. Okay, and I'm not just talking about the physical prowess, although that is part of it, the ability to defend your country. To defend your home, to defend your family. But you see, this archetype is considered toxic masculinity. We've been told that we're in a patriarchal society and men are far too aggressive. Now, I believe this is part of the lie. The staunch feminism. That has come from the CIA, from our government, vis-a-vis people like Gloria Steinem and others, is more of a weapon than anything the Spartans had. Okay? This is a weapon of culture. They have changed our social mores and values. Chipping away at the family unit, chipping away at our liberties. In 2022, this is the warrior. Now, in real life, women don't overpower men physically, it isn't possible. Okay, women don't possess the upper body strength. This is not a woman, by the way, but real women don't possess the upper body strength. Okay, and the way that the body is shaped, I hate to say the word gravity, but their center of gravity is different. It just doesn't happen. Okay, but in every film, it's these ultra aggressive females who are overpowering five guys at a time. This is what they want to make little girls strive for. And I can tell you that even I fell into this. I really, really did. I remember when the movie Elektra came out. When this movie came out, I thought I was looking at a woman. Okay, I thought this was a woman. When this movie came out, I thought this is what I aspire to. Okay, and I had a very, very muscular body during this time frame, and it's because I was trying to emulate this. Trying so hard to be a lean, mean fighting machine. Okay, I even took kickboxing. You guys don't even know the mental transformation that I have made. Okay. The person I was at 25 is not the person I am today. And I don't mean just physically. I'm still fit. I still exercise, but it's not with the goal of looking like this dude. Okay? And I don't think I'm going to, you know, box or fight and overpower men. It doesn't happen in reality, but they want women to be masculine like this. They want women and little girls to aspire to this. The problem is massive wide shoulder. Well, I don't need to do a transvestigation. I know you guys know this is a dude. There aren't enough bangs in the world to hide that five head. And the anatomy is just that of a man. It's very, very obvious. Very obvious. But I don't even know when this came out, but I know that I saw this in the theater and I was so motivated to be ultra fit. I was shredded. And, you know, I might still have some pictures of that, but I'm not proud of that time frame. Okay, I was so lean, I stopped having my period. Sorry to be so forward, but that is what that gets you. When a woman gets down to such low body fat, you'll stop menstruating. Okay, and that is what they want. They don't want fertile women who can give birth. Look at this obvious dude. I'm sorry. How did we not see it? Even I was, and I've taken, I mean, at this time, I had already taken many, many anatomy classes. I had already had my bachelor's at this point back then. I was already highly educated. I don't know what year this was, but let's see if I can find out. Anyway, this is such a dude. It's such a dude. Such a dude. Anyway, the point of this video is to say, let's not listen to the official narratives. Okay? Men should be men, and women should be women. Okay, what has happened to the traditional family? You see, this is a family where the men are masculine. We have two generations, three generations really with the children, okay? Sitting at the table, saying grace. The little boy looks like a little boy. He's wearing gender appropriate clothing. So is the little girl. Okay, they have destroyed, or they're trying to destroy, traditional families. I know that we are still here. There are those of us who have traditional values and we still exist. But this is what they want to chip away at. They don't want God-fearing, law-abiding citizens who are productive members of society. They want us to stay in our houses. They want us to work from home. No socialization. No sense of community. We have to fight this tyranny, you guys. We have to go on living our lives and engaging with others. I make a concerted effort to see the people in my life that I care deeply for. I have done this. The last 2 years, we've been on lockdown. I'm sorry, I have lived my life. And that is the best way to fight tyranny, to continue to live your life. Don't let them stop you. Now I know that not everybody can have a beaver cleaver life. And I'm not saying that this was utopia either, because it wasn't. But let me tell you, a father that goes to work and a mother that stays home is invaluable. Invaluable. This is what they want to destroy. They don't want any traditional families. They just don't. They want the boy to dress up like this and the girl to dress up like this. Okay? They want the girl to wear this and the guy to wear this. It is a reversal. I'm encouraged really every week when I get hundreds of messages about people who are still believing in a traditional life, a God-fearing people who are patriotic. I'm not saying the U.S. is perfect, but we need to fight for our country. We need to fight for our communities. And most of all, we need to fight for our families. Okay, thanks for listening. God bless.